Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare. And of course, you know the snare is a trap of the fowler. And a fowler is a person who takes or kills for food or whatever they want. And from the perilous, that's hazardous or dangerous, pestilence. And pestilence, that's like a fatal epidemic or disease, like a bubonic plague or flu. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. For his truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the terror that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Behold, you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give you his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Thank you, Father God. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have read Psalms 91. Now, let's go over to my favorite scripture, Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord God with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen, amen, amen. Our Father in heaven, thank you for blessing us to live and see another day and other days. Thank you for giving us sound mind, good health, prosperity, wisdom, and all those good things. Patience. Father, I ask you to be sure to take care of the ones who are young and old that are unable to care for themselves. Close them, feed them, provide them with safe and comfortable shelter. Remove caretakers who hurt them intentionally. Thank you, Father, for good weather here in Detroit, Michigan, even though it is cloudy outside right now. Keep us, Father, God. Keep us, your sheep, on your righteous path. Amen. Amen. Well, howdy. You're listening to the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Of course, as usual, you have your Bible ready. Your Bible may read a little slightly different from mine. Of course, you have your pen, paper, or pencil. And I request you to have a cool glass of water. And sit back and let's get started with our show for today. Oh, by the way, I remember speaking to you on the last show, telling you that I had not seen the moon in the evening since April the 8th. And that's true today. I did not see the moon in the evening, none last week. Although I did look up in the sky during the noon, well, around 7 in the morning a couple of times, and I actually saw the moon, and that's something that I had not been noticing. So I'm not a watchman. My assignment is to feed my sheep and to minister unto the people, and that's what I intend to do to the best of my abilities. So let's get started. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 16 and read along with me. And I know and I believe the good Lord will give us something out of this reading to remember. Matthew chapter 16. Then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came testing him, meaning Jesus, asked that he would show a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern, and discern means to have a sense of what is going on whether someone is lying to you, telling you the truth, you have that sense to know what you know. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. The wicked and adulterous generation. You know what adulterous is? Adulterous is like you're in sex with someone other than your spouse. You're a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Well, I used to tell people, now that I do what I believe the Lord has told me to do, what God has told me to do, that is to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people, and to fear not, I am with you. I felt like Jonas when I first did a program on a television station. I was fainting. I was so afraid that day. I was really shaking. Nonetheless, this is what happened with Jonah. God came to Jonah and told him to go to a place called Nineveh and cry out, for their wickedness had come before him. Well, Jonah fled from the presence of God. He went to a place called Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarsus. Now, the reason why I say I felt like Jonah is because I fled. I just didn't believe the Lord would talk to me, tell me to do this. And Lord, know that I am afraid. My voice would tremble when I spoke in public. You know, that's just how afraid I was of the public. But nonetheless, I'm so glad I do what I do now. At any rate, back to Jonah. He ran. He did not want to do what the Lord had told him to do. He ran. And you can run from God, but you cannot run from, you cannot not hide. He knows where you are. And he will say something to you when he gets ready to. At any rate, Jonah got on his ship going to Tarshish, and a storm rose on the sea. Jonah ended up being tossed into the sea. A big fish or whale swallowed him. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, and Jonah prayed to God. So Jonah, God had the whale to vomit Jonah up on dry land, not far from Nineveh. So God spoke to Jonah this time, a second time. Jonah was obedient. He went to Nineveh and preached God's message that they should change from their wickedness and from the king, from the greatest to the least in Nineveh, changed their ways, and God spared Nineveh at that time. But as time passed, Nineveh went back into its ways, and it was destroyed later, but not when Jonah, at the time that Jonah preached, because they changed from their wicked behavior. Let's go down to, let's continue reading. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were like the religious leaders. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? But when Jesus perceived it, he said to them, oh, you of little faith, Why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no prayer? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? Is it that you do not understand that I do not speak to you concerning bread, but you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? You know, that's the leaven is like baking powder or yeast. It rises, make bread to rise. And what Jesus is telling the disciples is that beware of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They will make themselves to be more important or rise up to be more than what they should be. Verse 12. Then they understood he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, the religious leaders, be aware of them. This is why it's important that you read your Bible. You know, I can minister unto you whatever I feel that I should say, but it's more important to me to minister you or read to you what the Bible says, and that pretty much I will not go wrong, in that I know that at the end of this life, once my body gives up this spirit that is within me, then I go in front of the council for judgment. I can say that I did read the Bible. I tried not to tell you too much of my belief or what I believe is being said. Let's pick up at verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I always say to you that you here on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades means is another word, but hell, shall not prevail against it." Now, for years, while I was in the church, I never understood what the preacher may have preached about. But now I understand this, and I want you sheep to understand that he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." He's building his church on what Peter has answered. He builds his church that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Jesus has built his church on. He is the Son of the living God. Now, I've told you before that I found that there was no letter J in the English alphabet during the time that this book was written. And you have to discern or have a sense about what is real, what is true, and what is not true. And I will read to you. There will be some people who will argue me down that says every word in this Bible is true. But I will tell you what I believe to be true and what is not. I know I have the answer to God. Let's pick up at verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the, excuse me, let's start again. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, we cannot loose abortion in heaven. That needs to be bound. Read Proverbs chapter 6, verse starting at verse 16. It talks about the 16, even the 7 things that God hates. And one of them is the shedding of innocent blood. So that needs to be bound on this earth so that it can be bound in heaven. Let's pick up reading at verse 20. Then he commanded his disciples that said that they should tell no one that he is the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Now we know that Jesus was murdered on a Friday. So let's say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Jesus rose on the third day, which is Sunday. And some people do not believe that he rose, but I know that he rose because he came to me in a dream that was so real. And he rose and he is invisible. Maybe one day I'll tell you at another time, but I want to finish reading this chapter 16 and going to chapter 17. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, and to rebuke is to show disapproval of your speech, of your behavior. He said to him, far be it from you, Lord, that shall not happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. And offense means to ignore Jesus or to upset Jesus. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Have you done that, see? Don't ever bet with Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, or whatever he calls himself. Because you are in this world, you will lose. He has dominion over this world. He has given authority to the beasts of the sea and the beasts and the dragon in this world. So never bet with Satan because you will lose. For the Son of Man will come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are So I'm standing here, who shall not taste death till they have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Chapter 17. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, brought them upon a high mountain by themselves, and was transfigured before them. And to transfigure means to change your outward appearance. That's why I said, when Jesus came to me in my dream, I looked at him dead in his face, and I knew it was Jesus. I knew it was Jesus because I think now, I used to say it was God, but I think that, you know, just like in the President of the United States, as the Vice President, Secretary of State, and all these other positions, I believe God sent Jesus down. God did not himself have to come down, and that it was Jesus. And Jesus transfigured himself before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles." And a tabernacle is like a place of a tent or a house for God. "Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And his disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. I'm going to stop right here, and I will pick up next time where they were greatly afraid. Let us have a closing prayer. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this day, for your divine protection from the evil one, and for directing our path. Lead us, sheep, not into temptation, but deliver us. Give us this day our daily bread. I ask this in your Son Jesus' name, and we need to find out the real name of Jesus, God. Let us know as soon as you will. Amen. Amen. See, always take God along with you wherever you go. And if it is God's will, I'll be with you next time. Take God along with you everywhere you go. My heart.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.